I'm very happy to have Clemens here with me. And Clemens will tell us in 10 minutes how we can use GenAI in this pesky task of thread modeling. Clemens, are you ready?
Yes, I will. Very good. I'm almost ready. I think now we're
counting
ready.
Down.
Perfect.
Awesome, Clemens.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so I'm between you and the lunch, so let's keep it quick. My name is Clemens. I work with InnoVex as a software security engineer. That means I help teams develop secure software, and I help organizations that their teams can develop secure software. And what I often do with teams, because I like it very much, is threat modeling. Who of you knows threat modeling? Very good. Who does threat modeling on a regular basis? Nice, I like that. Cool. Yeah, I try to do that with teams very often, and you might know Adam Shostak's four question framework, classic approach to how to do threat modeling with these four questions. And I came across the problem that teams, especially inexperienced teams, teams that start threat modeling for the first time, often struggle most with the second question: what can go wrong? They do not have the experience or the ideas what are actual threats that might happen to our platform, and they don't know what they have to think about later. If they understand the threat model, then thinking about mitigations and countermeasures, that most likely is easier. But really thinking about what can go wrong is often a problem. And if you do not have a security engineer by hand and they are aware, then what can you do to solve this problem? And one idea is to buy a tool. There are nice big tools that tell you, we automate threat modeling for you. It's you put everything in and we tell you exactly what your threat model is and what you have to do. I don't know. And especially, I think threat modeling is something that's very valuable for a team to talk about security, to exchange different perspectives, to get to know the security posture better as a team. So I'm not really a fan of one person putting everything in a tool. You can do this if you want to scale up threat modeling or if you do it only for compliance reasons. But I think the real value lies in talking about the threats and thinking about it together. So the next idea would be gamification. There are nice threat modeling card games you might know. Elevation of Privilege is the classic one. There are two very nice OWASP projects, Cornucopia and Cumulus, for web applications and for cloud infrastructures, that are very helpful to just get an idea of very particular threats. But sometimes you have the problem that the threats are not applicable to your own application, that they are too generic or too specific, and you have to sort out half of the cards. So that's sometimes a problem. And yeah, it's just a card game. It's great for starting, but maybe we need something that's a bit deeper than that. And then the solution today, of course, is AI. So let's try to solve this with AI. And that was the idea I had. Maybe an LLM might be a support for teams that need support during threat modeling with finding threats and thinking about attacks. And that's what I wanted to build. I wanted to build a tool that is not for one expert, a security expert that already knows everything, but something that is usable by development teams. I wanted to have something that is still in this communicative way that threat modeling should be, in my opinion, that is not everything in, big threat modeling out, a black box in between, but that just helps you to think about threats and that supports you in an interactive way. And that's why I came up with the idea of a chatbot, and that's what I implemented in a little proof of concept. We called it GTA because everyone is waiting for the next GTA. So here it is. So this is a little chatbot based on currently the OpenAI models built with Chainlit that helps you during threat modeling sessions. And we found four use cases where we basically just prompt engineered some pre-prompts that help the LLM to understand what it should do next. We have, of course, the thing I was talking mostly right now, so thinking about what threats are really relevant for us. We came up with the idea that this questions up front, what are we currently building, what security measures do we already have in place might be a good thing for such a security architecture interview. We've tried out to analyze data flow diagrams and to find threats right off, out of them as well. And we also have some use cases for seeing what might be suitable defense and mitigation techniques for the threats we found. And I think we have a short time for a demo. It's a chatbot. I guess most of you will know by now how this works. And we have the possibility to select one of the use cases here. And now the LLM starts by asking us about some things they want to know upfront, so they can give us information, and we can answer the questions now. I provided some questions here, so we can skip the interview a bit, and now the chatbot uses Stride to give us some ideas about threats that might occur to our software we are building. And we now have the possibility, if we do not understand or we do not think we think that this is not relevant for us, to just interactive discuss with the chatbot. So I don't know. We're using OAuth. Great idea. What weaknesses in OAuth 2 do I need to consider? And let's see if they came up with similar things as we learned today. I think that's a pretty good idea. So we can think about these threats now and start working on with that. So it does not give us a full threat model, and it should not, but it's a starting point for further investigations. I can also show you the data flow diagram analysis. I have a very simple data flow diagram I'm using in, where is it? There it is. Here you go. It's a very simple, I don't know, can I show it? Yeah, it's a very simple data flow diagram of a web shop, and the LLM is able to analyze this and to see, we have this data flows here. Did you think about these threats here? Also, working along the Stride framework here. So this is how this use case works. So that's just a quite simple chatbot I've built, but I saw it's a quite easy access for teams to start with the topic and do not think about what prompts do I need to ask the threat models or the LLM to get the right results. It's an easy starting point for teams if they want to continue without a security expert. Of course, it does not. It isn't able to go that much into detail and understand very specific domain-specific problems. So that's where you might want to talk about with an expert about again. But for an initial start and discussing threats, it's quite useful, I think. In the future, I want to fine-tune some prompts there. Maybe we think about some new use cases there. I also like the idea of improving the graphic part of it. So maybe. Including some possibility to analyze ThreatDragon diagrams, import them, analyze them in there. So that's what I will think about in the future. And that's all I have time for today, but I also published a blog post. So if you want to see what prompts we are using, maybe try them out if it works for you as well, you can have a look there. But I'm also happy to answer any questions during lunch now. So thank you very much.